we should still be responsive to us and respond and connect to us and respond to us. What exactly is this expression, my parshas Iber? So what does it mean when we say parshas Iber? Even at a time of parshas Iber, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should still be there for us. So Amar of Chizda, Amar Rukfa, we're on Chav Tesamet Beis, right by the wide lines. So Amar of Chizda, Amar Rukfa, Afil B'shoa Shat Mismali Aleihem Evra, Ki Isha Ubra, Yekol Terechem Lefanecha. All the needs of Klai Yisrael should be in front of you. You shouldn't turn away from their needs, even at a time that you're angry at them, like a pregnant woman. I guess, I don't know, pregnant women are more emotional, they get more angry. I'm not sure what exactly the relationship between anger and pregnant women are, but that seems to be some kind of correlation. But even at a time that you're that angry, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, have compassion on us and don't turn away from us. Ikedami, another version, Amar of Chizal, Amar Rukva, Afil B'Shashahim, Oivim Al Divrei Teira, Yikol Terchem Lefanecha. Let all their needs be in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even at a time that they are doing averus, say they're not listening to you, Let that not be a cause for you to turn away from us. So it's sort of asking for extreme compassion on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at Rashi. B'chol parshas Ibur kamo prishas ho Ibur. Like the separation of the over. I'm not sure the Ibur. Prishas Ibur. Okay, so like I guess at the time when there'd be either the Iber is the Avero, or the Iber is the pregnancy, causes a separation, still, Afil B'Shoshat, so what does that mean? Afil B'Shoshat, Mismali Aleim, Evra, Kisha, even if it's a time that, Kisha Ubra, that you're full of anger like a pregnant woman. V'achim Mashma, and this is what is implied, B'cholin Yonei Prishos Iber, Kon Evra, by Masha, Evra, Ba'ubra, and this is what's implied in all types of endeavor, all type preshah. I mean, sometimes it's implied sort of a crossroads, but here it doesn't seem like to imply that. But all types of anger, all types of separation and maybe distance between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, still giyu kol tzorcheim gluyim lefanech l'rachim aleim. Okay, let all of the needs of Klai Yisrael be revealed in front of you to have compassion over them. So no matter what we're doing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save us. Afil b'shoa shem oivrim v'loshen parshas ibur shem parshon li'avera. They separate to do the avera. So the other one was a separation of anger. Here it seems to be a separation of Avera. But either way, it's the same result. Okay. Let's proceed. That's what it means, Parshas Iber. Okay, so Amar of Chizda Amar Rukfa, we did that. So Tanabonan, third wide line down. Tanabonan, Hamali Hamakim Gdudei Chayiv Listim. If a person is going in a place where there's a lot of chayis and listim and robbers, you're spatzering down South Central, not in a good spot. You're in the middle of Baltimore by the riots there. Mispal tefil katzara. Okay, don't spend a lot of time davening. You have every right to daven a shortened davening. Vezit tefil katzara. What's called a shortened davening? Rabbi Elazar Omer Aser Ritzonecha b'Shemayim Mimal. This is the shortened version. Do aser ritzoncha b'shamayim mal. Do your will, the heaven above. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do your will. V'teinach asurach li'recha, and give peace of mind to those who fear you. Mitachas, from below. V'tov b'necha say, and everything that's good in your eyes, please do. Baruch atah Hashem shmei tefila. Okay, blessed you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who listens to our Tfilas. So listen to the cries of the Jewish people and quickly do their bakasha, their bidding. Again, ending the same way. Listen to the cries of the Jewish people. And quickly do their requests. Baruch Atah Hashem Shmei HaTefillah. These are all versions of, different versions of a very similar concept that basically listen to our prayers and do what's right, and please give Klal Yisrael a break. Acherim, Ayrim Acherim say a little bit differently. Tzarchi Amcha Yisrael Merubin, the needs of your people are great. V'daitem Kitzara, and their knowledge, their das, their understanding is limited. Yerosam Fanech Hashem Alekeinu, let it be the will. Shetitan L'kol Ech V'yechad K'dei Panasaso, give to each Jew what they need for sustenance. L'chol Gviya Gviya Dei Machsaro, and if every living creature, every body, what they're lacking. Baruch Atah Hashem Shmei HaTefillah. And again, blessed Yaakovish Baruch Hu, who listens to tefillah. Amar Huna Halacha Kachem. We pass like the last opinion, like the Acherim, that in case you're stuck and you have to just give a very short and quickie davening, this should be the lashon of the davening. How do people remember that? I don't know. I guess just people knew it, Chvesish, but it's a hard thing. We never say it, so how does one remember it? I guess I don't know if it's on the Art Scroll app or something. So Amalei Eliyahu Rav Yehuda Achvad Rav Salah Hasida. So Eliyahu once told Rav Yehuda, who's the brother of Salah Hasida, the following advice. Lo tirsach vosechti, don't get angry and then you won't sin. And lo tarvi vosechti, and don't drink too much and get intoxicated and don't sin. Kshati yotzel derech hamelech. When you go out to the road, sort of take leave of your master and then go out. So in other words, take rishus, so to speak, from the Kodesh Baruch Hu before you go out with a prayer and then go. Don't just go on the road without, in a sense, taking leave from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mahi molech bekonech v'tzei. What does that mean, take leave of your creator and go? Rav Yaakov, Amrav Chizza, Zu Tfilas HaDerech. He's referring to Tfilas HaDerech. One more page, Chav Tesamid Beis. He's referring to Tfilas HaDerech. Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chizza, Kol Yotz HaDerech, Tzorach Lizbal, Tfilas HaDerech. Chizza says more a little clearer, anybody goes on the road, it's not about being in danger, this is Stam about saying a Tfilah for the road, you have to say Tfilas HaDerech. My tefillah derech, what is tefillah derech? What is the prayer for the road? So we're familiar with most of this. Yerusham fanech Hashem alakai, let it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shedolcheinu shalom, should lead me in peace, v'tzateinu shalom, my footsteps should be in peace, v'tzatzbecheinu shalom, and he should support me in peace, v'tzatzleinu mikav ko'ev v'orei b'derech, and he should save me from all types of the hands of all the enemies and people in ambush on the road, v'tishach bracha b'mas yodai, and he should send the bracha in all my actions, v'zeinu l'chein, and he should give me the ability to have favor and kindness and compassion in your eyes, Ubeni Korai, and all those who see me. Baruch Atah Hashem Shmei HaTefillah. Blessed Yaakovish Baruch Hu, who listens to the prayers.
When do you say this tefillah? If you go from from my home to here? Or you have to be...
Yeah, so it's a great question. Let's go a little further and catch up in the Rashi's. Amar Abai li'olam l'shatef inish nafshe ba'dei tzibura, top of the page on Lamed Amun Aleph. So I disagree with your language. To the Baye, because I think a person should always... I feel that a person should always be mishtatef himself, partner himself with the rest of the tzibur. So I don't like your singular language. Hashem Elokai v'Elokei v'Sai. I prefer the pluralistic language, which includes each one and every one of us together with Klal Yisrael. So one second. So Hechi Neimo. So how should you say it? So he changes the Yeratzon Fanech Hashem Elokeinu Shetolicheinu Shalom. Okay, so that therefore it Shetolicheinu should lead us and guide us. Everything should be plural. It should, but then we pray. Most of the time, most of the things we pray.
By yourself, does that make sense? I mean, you're not playing by yourself, so you're saying.
Yeah, but you are including, but you're not. You don't want just HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have compassion on you. You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have compassion on the rest of Klal Yisrael.
But isn't that like a different feel? I mean, if you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for compassion on all of Israel, that'd be different than saying, "Let me have this trip complete, safely."
I hear, but the message is, even in those times when you're by yourself, you're still better off connecting to the tzibur. That's the message. I guess that was the chiddush of Abaye. So let's see. Let's get to Mr. Reichick's issues. Amos Matzli, when do you say this? Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chizda, Mishosh Mahalech B'derech. Okay, what? No, I'm still in the Gemara. So when do you pray? So he says, from the time that you are going on the road. So meaning you have to first be on the road. You can't just say it in your house. You have to be going on a journey, and then when you go on the journey, then you say it when you started already. How far? Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chizda, ad Parsa. Okay, you have to say it in the first Parsa when you're leaving the city. So the answer to your question is for sure you need to leave the city. You have to be Mahalach Baderach. So from your house to here, you definitely would not say it. Okay, and you have to be leaving, and you wouldn't even say from here, you know, even arguably, I don't know, to Anaheim, Bechleisish, I'm not sure. You know, if it's all connected, it's all considered one city, you never left the Tchum, you have to leave. You have to go out. So, you know, for sure. You know, when you get to those...
city limits, Anaheim isn't a separate city. It's one continuous...
But it's
the problem?
Right, that's the problem. It's all continuous. So when you get to those, to the nuclear place there, you know...
San Onofre.
Yeah, then for sure you know you're out in the middle of nowhere. Right.
Not really, but okay.
What?
Take
the 5 to San Diego... You know, that's when
something you're almost there, you can say
yeah.
Well, you're Pendleton, you got a gap because.
But it's not so push it though. But you see, okay, let's see. It depends how you learn the next piece.
Well, why do you want the other way out, like into the Mojave Desert or something?
You know? Yeah, or Glendale. You go up to the mountains. You know, they're not so far to get out of here and be in the middle of nowhere. Angeles National Forest type of place.
Lamed.
You're on Lamed, yes. Yeah. About 8 lines down, right by my finger, right here. So, Amrav Yaakov, Amrav Chizda, Ad Parsa. So you have to go at least to Parsa. So there are two ways of understanding. What?
How far is a Parsa?
Parsa is 4 mil. So 4 mil is, you know.
So a mil is 18 minutes, isn't it?
About that, right. So
18 minutes by
that's
walking.
That's by walking, so yeah, by horse and buggy. It's a little quicker.
Yeah, I got my camel in the garage.
Okay. either it means you have to say it in the first parsa, and once you didn't say it in the first parsa, you're done, in which case San Onofre is way too late, okay? Or actually, maybe not. Maybe if it's the first place you could say it, well, then I guess you're good. Or it means that you have to go at least a parsa. You have to go out of the town, at least a parsa, to justify saying it. So, different opinions as to what that means.
The distance, not the time.
In Los Angeles.
Right.
It's more than a parsa from one side to the other.
I know, but it's all one city. That's the trouble. It's all connected. You can't go to a place where there's no... Can you walk from here to Anaheim on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
I guess it could be done.
Yeah.
So, you're not walking outside of a tchum, right? You're not... There'll be no shilas... of walking outside. You can't walk in the Catskills, in the Andrews National Forest, you can't walk from, you know, one city to the other because you're going to be walking outside of the Tchum. 70 Amis outside of the city limits is, then you have the actual, that's a city, then you have 2,000 Amis after that.
If you have an airplane, then it's really like, as the plane's taking off, because...
Yeah, right, correct.
You get another Tchum once the plane's, you know, what is it?
Correct, and that's what they say. They say you should do once you, right, on the takeoff when it's revving up those, it's getting fast. And how should you daven? Rav Chizda Amar Me'umid, you should say it standing, which is in stop the car and say it. Sheshes Amar Filu Mahalach. No, you can even say it while going. Okay, so you have different opinions. Let's catch up on the Rashi's here, and again, you have to refer to the Shulchan Aruch for the final word. But we do say it sitting. We don't always we don't stop the car and. And say it. Okay, let's go back to Rashi. Yihu kol tzarcheim, like the middle, almost halfway up in Rashi's. Kluyim fenech l'rachim lehem, let them all be revealed in front of you to have compassion on them. Afil b'sha shem oivrim. Loshen, we did that. Loshen parashat ibur shem. What? Right, that's Atzeres Hanochu B'Shamayim, that one? Yeah, so, She'ein Shom Chet, okay, there is no sin in upstairs. Ve'ein Ritzon Chaleim El L'Tov. Okay, and your will regarding them is only for good. Hasei Ritzon Chaleim B'Shamayim, do your will in heaven. She'ein Shom Chet, one more time, that there's no sin in the heaven. Ve'ein Ritzon Chaleim El L'Tov, and your desire there is for them is only for good. We have the Avor L'Tachnunim Al Ritzoncha. And
I don't understand. What is it saying here?
No, well, right now we're Rashi. Right, we went back to Rashi. We're Rashi over here. We went back to Amud Beis. So that there is Vavrolus L'Tachnunim Al Ritzoncha, and to pass over for the supplication of Klal Yisrael onto your will. It's interesting languages here. It's not so clear what he means, but I mean the basic message is that we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have Kemesh Vavol Tachnunim Al Ritzonecha. Interesting. So to pass the supplications onto your desire, onto your will, which is all for good. Something along those lines. V'tein lehem liyarecha, and give to those who fear you nachas ruach shleis arvev rucham, they should not be sort of discombobulated, they abrios through the people around them, they chayos v'lissim based on the wild animals or robbers, that they should be calm and peaceful and they should be protected. V'tov menecha say, that which is good in your eyes do, atol lehem do for them, v'dugim v'zum v'tzidim v'sev v'shoiftim, you find the same type of situation, Shaiftim, Vayomu Bnei Yisrael, Chatanu, where Klai Yisrael says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we sinned. Asei Atalonu, K'chol HaToiv Beinecha, Achat Zileinu. To do with us whatever you see fit, but save us. Sort of, you know, so it's sort of giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, the options, but at the same time trying to direct his decision to have compassion over us. So that tefillah is based, because the funny type of tefillah was based on what Klai Yisrael said in the time of the Shoftim, so it's not like made up, it's a source for that. Shavas, Lashon Genicha, Yosem et Fila. So it's like a wailing, sort of a crying or moaning more than Tfila is. Tfila is just prayer, but this is Shavas, is even more than that. V'daitim Kitzara, V'edim Yodim, L'farish Tzorcheim. Their mind is limited to be able to even express their real needs. We can't really articulate what we really need to do for ourselves. Okay, Otirsach, so Elio told the brother of the Samora, lo tirzach v'lo tachti, lo tichois, do not get angry, shemitoch akas at the bolei dechei. Because through anger, you're going to come to sin. So keep your rage down and just calm your liver. Lo tarvi, lo tishtake be'ai, nor should you get drunk, because that's also going to lead you to sin. So good idea, we should get the schnapps out of the Shalom Zochers, and everything's good. Okay, Himolech Tol Rishus. Take Rishus, okay, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you leave on a trip. Ask permission. Have Derech Eretz. Top Rashi on the page on Laman Amun Aleph. Lishatef Nafshe. Ayisbal Tefillah Katzor B'Loshin Yochid. Don't have short prayers as an individual. Elo B'Loshin Rabim. Say it as a Loshin Rabim. Shemitok Kach Tefillah Sanish Rabim. Through your connecting yourself to the Tzibur, you will be more heard. So it's actually self-serving to do it that way, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more responsive to a tefillah focus on the tzibur than the tefillah focus on the yachid. Ad kamas banas pa, how long do you have? So Rashi learns, how long do you have? So according to him, it's not like an open-ended thing. So if you're on your way, even that's a big shaila. Where do you say when you go to the mountains? Okay, it's not so put by a bridge maybe. These things are not so simple with this tefillah zederach. But he says, if you're going on a road, and if you're already, you know, traveling to Vegas, and you're already, I don't know, by a baker or something, you blew it, according to this Rashi. Adkama, how far can, you know, till what point can you still say Tfilas Adarach before you've blown it? Adkama Zman al-Ispalo, how much time do you have until you pray? Ad Parsa, Avlo Lach Shalach Parsa, but not after you've gone to Parsa. You can't do anything. That's the first pshat. Bahag mefarish ad kama yivakeish leilech sheitzarch lispalo. The Bahag learns how far do you plan on going that would require you. Because if you're just mamish going to go a few feet past the city limits, that would not be required to feel sederach. at parsa. I feel eloi leilach el at parsa. So if you only have to go a parsa, you're still required to say it. Aval derech pochos mi parsa. But if a trip less than a parsa, ein tzorach lizbal tefilas. You don't have to pray tefilas haderech. Okay, so it's clear the whole tefilas haderech thing. Okay, so,
a couple of things. Number one, there's a lot of heebie-jeebie to that. Nobody really knows, at least that I've ever talked to, what's the point of it. If it's too late, then what are you at risk for having danger to happen to you or not? I mean, there's a lot of heebie-jeebie stuff here.
Well, I'm not sure about heebie-jeebie. I mean, bottom line is davening shachris, right? There's a time when you're supposed to daven shachris. If it's too late, it's too late, and you miss shachris. So
you can make it up with another Shmon Esrei, though.
Okay, but right, so here you can't. I mean, but again, I'm pretty sure we paskin, not like the Rasha. I think we paskin like the Bahag, that at the end of the day, if you're still in the middle of a trip, even though you're going cross-country, whatever. I mean, obviously, every day is a new day when it comes to Tfilas HaDerech. But, you know, if you're traveling already, you know, 12 hours, and you got 4 more hours to go on a major trip, you can still say. That's what I remember as far as Tfilas HaDerech. But
another thing, I've noticed a number of, they have this airplane to Tfilas HaDerech. And they have either, you do one or the other. What does this airplane do? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, they just added another. I don't know who made it up, but, you know, this is the one that's really, that's the main one. You want to add another? Listen.
The 4 parses they're talking about here. So that's like
4 mil, yeah. 1 parser, right?
Right. 1 parser would be 4 mil, which would be like almost 2.5 miles.
Right.
So, is he saying that when you're taking a trip that's 2.5 miles from your house, you should say Tfilas HaDerech?
No, in other words,
saying when you're 2.5 miles outside the city limits.
Right. For the first 2.5 miles outside of city limits, you have to say it according to the Rashi's pshat. According to the Bahag's pshat, you have to go at least that far out to justify saying it.
So then for us nowadays, really, going to the city, going down to wherever it is.
No.
There's no Tfilas HaDerech.
No, because it's still one city. Again, it doesn't say it so clearly, but
so it's really like if we're going to San Diego.
Yes. Correct.
Or going to Las Vegas or
correct.
Getting on an airplane going somewhere.
Correct.
Then, right.
I mean, that's right. Here it's not so clear, but in Halacha it's pretty clear. You have to be leaving the city. And going into,
I guess possibly if you're going to Simi Valley, because at one point there, when you go through the pass, there's like, well,
yeah, maybe,
know,
maybe.
I don't know, there's enough homes there, though.
If
right.
Drive from the Boyle Lights to.
No.
You know,
LA itself, it's
a long way.
It's
all more than a pasta.
I know, but it's all in the city. You have to remember that point.
It's all
right, it's all within the Tchum. It's all one city. You're not, forget about the city, the names. In terms of a city, you've got to be walking. Right, you've got to be walking on Shabbos. It's all one
but
city.
If you walk, you'll go out from the air from one.
So I walk without carrying anything. I don't have to, carry for. The day doesn't allow the walking. The walking is part of, is determined by whether or not there are houses connecting every 2,000 amos. Okay, so if there's within 2,000 amos, there are homes, so that's all considered. It's one long city. What?
As you go through the Santa Susana Pass there.
Right.
On the way to Simi Valley, possibly.
There's the Reagan Library over there.
Well, that's once you get to Simi Valley. But before you get there, you got to go through all those rocks.
And also between Glendale and Burbank might be, I don't know, right? There's a whole. Yeah, it's like there's a whole empty spot. But I don't think it's quite. I don't know. I don't think people.
What? There's still homes
and. Yeah, you're not mamish out of civilization. Okay, he says. So we did that. Let's see here. If Sheshis, we finished the Rashi's. Right. So Sheshis Orinai Mavi. So Rashi, one more Rashi. We're about to mention Rav Sheshis. He was blind. So let's learn a story.
Rav was blind?
Yes, that's why we came to learn he was blind.
How could he study by heart?
Well, yeah. He wasn't blind all his life.
Most people study by heart.
Yeah, doesn't mean he was blind all his life. It means
it's called the oral law because it wasn't written down.
Okay, so Vehecha Matzila. So actually we did that.
But if you're down with me and the chazan, you know, that's why we repeat this message. Because to the call.
Okay, yeah. So last, we're about six lines down. Rav Chiz, a little story here. Rav Chiz, Rav Sheshav, Ekazi, Bu'urcha. Okay, Rav Chiz, Rav Sheshav were going on the road. Come Rav Chiz, and again, Rav Sheshav could not see. So come Rav Chiz, Vekomatsi. So Rav Chiz gets up, and he starts davening. Okay, and he stood up, meaning he stopped stopped the journey, and he stood to daven. Omer Rav Sheshav, Lashame, Maiko Avid. So Rav Sheshav asked his servant there, what's Rav Chizah doing? I feel a little, sense a little commotion here. Rav Chizah Omar, what's Rav Chizah doing? My good friend. Amalei Koyimatsi, he's standing and he's davening. So he stopped his little caravan there and he's davening. Amalei Ukman Nami Ladi, Viatsle, we'll stop as well. Miyois toiv, I'll take a rough. You can be good, why should be called bad? Well, if you can do something good, I don't know, I need to stop because I don't want to hold up the journey, but if we're holding up the journey, might as well daven with him. Okay, Rashi. Miyois toiv, I'll take a rough. Hoyil v'ani yochel espal mu'umid, since now I can daven standing. Shei chaburasi omedes, because my chavrusa, my friend, is standing too. Lo ekra. Lo ekra ra l'spal mahalech v'afish mutter. I'd rather not be called ra to daven while moving, even though it's mutter to daven while you're moving, but better to do it the best way, which is standing. So if my friend's standing, I'll stand too. Okay, let's go weiter.
Isn't it also better to do it together?
Well,
didn't we say that before? People traveling, you should daven together? Isn't that?
We said that? I mean, if it's a minyan, but if it's not a minyan, I'm not sure that if two people daven at the same time, I don't remember that that's better.
Uh-huh. Actually, the article explains that based on this incident, Shulchan Aruch 110.4 rules that it's preferable to stop traveling, so that's what they're learning from, to stop traveling, pull over to the side of the road to recite this prayer. However, if interrupting the journey will disrupt one's concentration,
yeah, that's why we don't, you're on the highway and this and that, and it's, yeah, it's not.
But the point of the thing was that you pull over, it's possible, I guess, to.
Yeah, okay. Right, so Rav Chizah pulled over, and Rav Sheshav joined him. Okay, so my ikah, so we've learned, now we're going to sort of move into a quickly different issue. We learned so far a couple of these shortened versions of Shmoneh Esrei. We learned the Havanenu version, and we just learned recently, just now this morning, the when you're in a tough spot version. Okay, so we'd like to know, my ikah ben Havanenu l'tefillah katzar, what are the differences, if any, that exist halachically between the Havanenu tefillah and the shortened little emergency tefillah? Is there a difference? So the answer is yes, there is. Havanenu boy lutzui gimel kamaisa v'gimel bas raisa. Havanenu requires three brachas in the beginning and three brachas at the end. V'chimati lebeisei leboy lemahader lutzui. And when you get home after davening havanenu, you have to go daven again because you fulfilled your davening with havanenu. It was good enough. But tefillah kitzur. But if you get daven one of these short and emergency tefillahs leboy lutzui, you don't have to say lo gimel kamaisa lo gimel bas raisa. You don't have to say the first three brachas, the last three brachas. V'chimat lebeisei, and when you go, and since you really didn't really daven Shmoneh Esrei, because you're not saying the six key brachas of Magen Avram and Chayim Esim or Kel Hakadosh, and the last three, so therefore when you get to your house, boy lemed lutzulei, you have to go back and daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei. You have really not daven yet. V'chusavinenum umid. And another. Yeah, what do you mean you said already? You didn't say it yet. You didn't say Shmoneh Esrei yet. So in order to.
You said a short Shmoneh Esrei.
Yeah, well, so it depends. If you said Havineinu, we just said you don't have to say it again. If you just said the really shortened version like we learned today, you got to say that again. And not only that, the halacha is Havineinu is both standing. I'm sorry, Havanenu is standing. You should stand for Havanenu. But Tefillah Ketzara Beim Umid Beim Malach doesn't make a difference whether you're going on the road. You can stay in your little cabin there, or you can do it standing. Either way, it's fine. So there are differences between one and the other. And we Lamaisa almost never do either, so it's really not that. It's rarely relevant for us. Okay, let's see here. I guess if you're a cop and you're handling, the riots over there, so you just say quick tefillah katzar. There are Baruch Hashem, more and more from cops nowadays.
Well, but also, I mean, if you're in the army, I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Times that you just got to move in a hurry. You
right.
Have time, or you may be in danger. I mean, take your pick, because if there's also folks you're in danger. Mm-hmm.
That's true. That's true. Okay, let's, any Rashis here? You haven't really said a word of the 18 brachas. You haven't alluded to the brachas. These tefillos, remember we had all these little tefillos and we passed like a cheirim? None of those tefillos that we learned here in Amud Beis really had any references to the brachas that we say during Shemoneh Esrei. Havaneinu has a little bit of every bracha. Havaneinu, you're in a sense, a yotze. Okay, let's go weiter. Hayrochev al chamor. A man was riding on a donkey. So, right, so what does the Mishnah say? So, says you have to go down. It says, no, right, he says, if you can go down, you should go down. If not, then you stay where you are and you turn your face to your shline. Right, that's what the Mishnah said. So, let's elaborate on that. Says the Gemara, Hayrech v'alachamor, Tarabonon, we learned the Brice as follows. Hayrech v'alachamor, v'giyazman tefila, you're riding on a donkey and it's time to daven him, yeshoi mishiochas is chamoro, you have somebody to hold your donkey for you, yor lamata v'ispalo. Then you should go down and daven. V'imla, but if you have nobody to hold the donkey, yeshiv v'mkoyme v'ispalo, stay right where you are, because you're not going to have kavana, you're going to be afraid, you're going to lose the donkey. Donkey's going to be moving out in a different direction, that's going to cause you great frustration. Rabbi Omer ben Gach ben Gach Yeshu from Kemi Spalo. Rabbi says, you know what? Either way, just stay where you are. Don't move. It's still, you're not going to have kavana, right? Just trying to stand in a low plane where you're banging your head and stewardesses are asking you to move 20 times over, and you stand there like a yutz face. That's not what you call a better davening. Okay, so you're better off sitting in your seat and just calmly davening like a mensch, and you don't have to feel like such a furmach either. It doesn't help anybody.
Let me ask you a question on that. I've been in situations where a lot of guys say, "Yeah, we're going to daven at the end of the plane," and I know that it's disruptive to everything. Are you obligated to do the minion when you know that you're gonna make everybody a tzachal Hashem?
I hear you. I mean, if it is a tzachal Hashem, you definitely better off staying in your seat. In these from flights to Eretz Yisrael, they really, I've been there many times where we talk to the stewardess, we say, what's the best time? And they work with you.
You work, okay, you know, that's a few.
Actually. Right, so if you actually have a conversation with them and they work with you, then, you know, then that's fine. But yeah, just stop to Mittendrin and, okay, you know, Baruch Hu, you know, how you do, you know. And, yeah, that's not right. Yeah.
We used to go to the kitchen of the airplane.
I know, but you have to do it at the right time.
Get a free soda while you're at it.
Yeah, he says. Okay, it's Amar Rav Avitam Rav Yeshua ben Levi Alach Karebi. We talk a paskin like Rebbe. It seems according to Rava, we paskin like Rebbe that you're better off staying on the donkey, and you'll have much more menuchas and nefesh. You'll be able to concentrate.
So you better sit in your seat, and then what?
Right. Exactly, they make a big tumult. Yeah, let's go weiter. Tanabonon, sumo umishen yochel chavein esarucho. Somebody who's blind, or somebody just simply discombobulated, does not know east, west, north, south. Pretty much the typical male driver. So he doesn't know where he's going. So yichavin libo keneged aviv shebishmaim. So in that situation, if you don't know where Mizrach is, okay, then you just focus to your Father in heaven. Okay.
No,
well, let's see.
When you're down here,
but you don't know. So you don't know where he's.
Just look at the sun.
Well, you're not always by the sun. It's nighttime.
Right, then pull up the compass on your phone.
Okay, listen. You're in a wedding in Wichita, Kansas. It's dark. Okay, and you don't have a minion with you. Okay, because it's whatever.
The compass on your phone.
Whatever. Okay, but everybody has a phone now. Shenemar.
Why don't you take out your sitter? You take out your sitter with your compass on.
Exactly. Okay. Vispalo Hashem. Okay, so it says, so if you're not sure where you are, just focus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're in Chutzaretz, that's actually when you're in Eretz Yisrael. You're in Eretz Yisrael, you don't know which direction to face, so at least focus on turning your tefillos towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're standing in Chutzaretz, focus to Eretz Yisrael. We're here, it's the east, depending on where you are. They pray to you towards your land. Then you should be facing Yushalayim Shenemar. Yispalu al Hashem derech ir, Hashem b'charta. You should focus your prayers towards the city which you chose. Hayom b'shlayim nefin yushlayim b'chav nesli b'kneg beis hamigdash. If you're in your shlayim, like we do when you're in shlayim, we pray towards the har bayis. Shem avispalu al bayis hazeh, as the pasuk says, you pray towards the house, this house, which of course is beis hamigdash. Hoyoyimay be beis hamigdash. If you're in the beis hamigdash, yichav nesibah keneged beis kodesh kedoshim. You should focus towards the holy of holies. Shem avispalu al mokam hazeh. They should pray towards this place, and that is referring to the kodesh kedoshim.
Don't do that.
What? Okay, well, yeah. I hear.
The mosque.
Okay.
If you go in the tunnels, you walk down the Kotel for, I don't know, like a half a kilometer or something, you get to a certain point, they say, if you go in from this point inward, you know, 100 yards or something, it's a Kodesh Kedoshim. They built a shul there. Right. Like a little shul. So, but we don't point. I mean, what he's saying is we should be pointing towards.
Yeah, that's what it says.
To just facing the Kotel when you're at the Kotel.
That's what it says.
The Kotel is just at the wall.
Okay, we don't postulate. I hear what you're saying. Maybe we don't have such a klor mesorah. I don't know. You have to find out really why.
Could be.
If you're in the kodesh kedoshim, you should face the kaporis. Apparently, there was a place you can be behind the kaporis, so you already passed the kodesh kedoshim. Yira atzmakil lufnei kaporis. You should think to yourself that you're as if you're in front of the kaporis. So nims omid mizrach, it comes out you're standing in the mizrach, mazal panel of the ma'ariv. You turn your face back to ma'ariv. So in order to face the kodesh kedoshim in that direction, ma'ariv mazal panel of the mizrach. If you're on the west of it, you face towards east. B'dorim mazal panel of the tzafon. In the south, you face north. B'tzafon mazal panel of the dorim. And if you're in the north, you face south. Nimsu, it comes out that no matter where a person's davening in the world, called Yisrael Muchuvana Masiva Mokam Echad. Okay, everybody's focused on one place, and that's the way it should be. We should all be towards the Harabayas and Kodesh Kedoshim ultimately, and certainly Yerushalayim. Amar of Avin Vitamer of Avina, my crop. What's the pasuk? It says, Kemigdal David Tavarech, your neck is like the tower of David, Bunal Talpios. It built for a talpiot, some kind of a landmark, a monument, whatever. Yeah, it's a nice neighborhood, talpiot. So Tzavareich, they
East LA.
Well, yeah, no comparison. Yeah, so it's built for a landmark, meaning and that Tzavareich, the next, so to speak, of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, is the base of Migdash. There's some kind of a reference in terms, I guess, the foundation. They say that it's the neck is the base of Migdash. Tail shekol piyos painim. It is the mound that all of the mouths turn to in prayer. So you see that there's a pasuk that references this concept that indeed you have to have everything faced in one direction. We'll pick this up tomorrow. Shkayach.